Good evening, and thank you all for joining me on tonight. Before you begin to comment, if you would give StreamYard your permission to show your name throughout the broadcast. My name is Shamika Brown, and this will be the first of many broadcasts on Wednesday nights at 9:15. And so as you come in, if you would please let me know where you're from and give me your name and any questions that you may have throughout the live video. And so tonight I will be talking about navigating through challenging behaviors. And so we're going to start off with just giving a little background. So as I stated, my name is Shamika Brown, and for those of you that know me or might not know me, I am a coach that is really passionate about helping moms that are having problems with children with challenging behaviors, kind of encouraging them and pushing them to begin to, I would say, learn how to deal with the behaviors, but also help themselves as well as their family while they go through the process. And so on tonight, I will be giving you a few tips on how to start that process of helping your child and helping yourself throughout the challenging behaviors that you might see. Okay. And so let's start to chat. And so if you would comment to let me know if you are live, and thank you for joining me on tonight. And for those of you that may be watching afterwards or later on, would you put replay in the chat box just so I can see and respond if you have any questions. And so so we know many times as parents, we see a lot of behaviors and we see a lot of things that happen. And sometimes we don't know how to handle them. We begin to find ourselves begin to be emotional, and we don't understand what's going on. And then we find ourselves ready to give up, and we find ourselves going to whooping children. And so tonight we're going to talk about some tips and techniques that I have used personally, because I have a son who sometimes is very challenging, who sometimes really likes to give me a run for my money. And so what we're going to talk about tonight is some of the things that I have used personally and I'm still using daily. And as my son grows and matures, it may change. So well, you got to remember as a parent, one thing, one size does not fit all for your child. Some children may handle things in one way and some may handle it another way. You have to do what's best for you and your child. And yes, every situation does not seem the same. I have three children, and out of my three children, each child is different. So every technique or tip that I might have did with one child may not work for the other. So before we get started, I want to let you know that you have to really just truly, truly learn and know your children before you go there, get started. So we're going to start off with just talking about some tips. So the first thing tonight I want to give you is four tips about, hi Yolanda and Lakey and Maurice and Mia, thank you for joining me. And so when I'm talking, I have my phone open so I can see you all joining or any comments that you may have. And so one thing I want to start off by talking about with you is that the first thing we have to do as parents, and if you're not a parent, a caregiver, or whoever you are, is identify your emotions first. So one thing that we learn is that children are like sponge. So they react to our behaviors, they interact from our behaviors, they respond to how we are. So even though in the moment it may be overwhelming, it may be a lot to deal with, but before we can respond to the behavior that we're seeing, we have to first identify our emotions. So when I say identify our emotions, I'm saying you have to begin to calm down and say, okay, when I respond to this, how is my child going to respond to me? Even though they may be on the floor kicking their feet and screaming, do you think you're going to light a fire and make that fire keep going? So do you want to keep on putting gasoline on the fire, or do you want to get a moment and say, okay, how do I want to deal with this? Let me get myself together so that I can deal with the situation my child is dealing with. Because again, we have to remember that behavior is communicating something. And so, but we have to get ourselves together first before we can handle that. And once we get ourselves together, because we know as parents, we want control and we want them to do a certain thing, but children do not work like that. And as you know, no child does one thing the same way all the time. So one time you might say, oh, sweetheart, don't do that. And it may work. And then it could be another day and something else can be going on and a child don't respond. So you have to really make sure that you're the constant denominator. And that means you have to be constant with your feelings and how you show up, because when you show up, they show up. When you react, they react. So just be really, really careful about identifying your emotions first and making sure that you're able to help them. Okay. And then once you identify your emotions and you understand where you are, the next thing you want to do is identify your child's emotions. So if the child is crying or screaming, you're going to say, oh, I'll use my child. Oh, Micah, I see that you're crying. Tell me what's going on. Because a lot of times they could be crying, they could be saying something, and you don't know why they're doing that. So you want to be really, really careful about how you see what they're going through. And they could be crying. It could be a crying because they're hurt. It could be a crying because they don't feel good. Like, you have to really figure out what is the emotion. And then after you figure out what is the emotion, then you got to figure out what is this behavior communicating. And so we hear a lot in our communities all the time that, oh, that child is just bad. Oh, that child don't have home training. Oh, that we have all of these stereotypes. And in reality, and this is so true, every behavior communicates something. Just as an adult, when we're not feeling good, we may act a certain way. When we don't do this, we maybe do that. The same thing with our children. When our children are having fits or when they're running all over the house, there's something going on and your child is trying to tell you something. But you have to give your child the opportunity. And sometimes children do not have the words. So you have to say, okay, Micah, why are you running around the house screaming? And then bring them to you and sit with you and figure out, what is this behavior communicating? Why is Micah throwing stuff around the house? What happened to Micah that caused Micah to do this? Which goes into the next point of that. What is the trigger? We all have triggers. We all have hot buttons. We all have things that bother us. What is it that's causing Micah to throw the toys? And so when Micah comes over and I say, okay, Micah, tell me what's going on. He say, oh, Maurice hit me and told me I couldn't do this. So instead of him using his words to say what's wrong, he reacts. And that's how children are. They don't know to use their words first, but we as parents have to teach them how to use their words to communicate. And one thing that we do sometimes is we tell them we don't want to hear it. Stop saying we don't want to hear it, because that triggers them too, because it's saying, I don't have a voice. It doesn't matter what I say, so I'm going to give you trouble. When I have a fit, when I throw something, when I hit somebody, I get your attention, so I'm going to keep doing these behaviors because I know you will pay me some attention. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you're the cause of it, but we have to be careful because, like I said back at number one, our emotions can allow our children to give emotions. So you want to be careful and then begin to see, okay, when this certain behavior happens. So for instance, I can say for Micah, sometimes if Micah has too much sugar, Micah is busy. Micah will cry. And so I had to begin to do a journal of the things that Micah did. So we know Micah can't have certain red juices. We know we begin to learn Micah by the things he did. And it takes time. So trust me, it doesn't come overnight, but as you begin to spend time and be intentional about figuring it out, then you begin to see what's causing your child to have these behaviors. So you want to begin to think about, okay, when this happened, what was the child doing? Who was around the child? What was going on in the environment? And what was said to the child? So people, places, and things, just like certain people, certain things, certain situations affect us, the same thing for children. If we don't like negativity as adults, what we do, we get away from it. Kids don't have that opportunity to go away from things and to do things and to separate themselves. And if they do, we figure they're doing something sneaky. So they don't have that. So as a parent, we have to begin to make sure that we respond, instead of responding to, we respond to the behavior and not react. So that means I'm not going to react and just whoop your butt because you just said no to me and you ran out the room. No, let's begin to talk about it and see what's going on with you. So I want to respond to you. I want to meet you where you are and talk about what's going on with you. I don't want to react and just hit you. I don't want to react and just tell you you're on punishment when I don't know why you did what you did. And that is sometimes a trigger for a child. No is a trigger. Stop is a trigger. There are some trigger words that some children just cannot do. Like there are some words as an adult, I don't like when a child don't say thank you or what. That irks me. So just imagine if I have a, as a parent have a trigger, what does a child have a trigger? So you want to be real careful about how you are responding and reacting. So you don't want to react because when you react, they react. And remind you, I always say that children are sponge. They soak up what you put out. And so if they're in a moment and then you begin to put out the same energy they're giving, as you can see, a lot of times those same situations keep showing up. Those same situations keep happening. But we have to be careful with how we deal with situations. We have to be careful to make sure that we're supporting and helping in the time. We don't want to continue to cause problems or cause situations, but we want to give them a moment to give them a break. And I know some people say, well, Shamika, that's not the normal way to do it. Well, the thing of the matter is we got to remember that our children are a product of our environment. Our children are a product of us. So for me, an example, if I'm always on complaining, fussing. After a while, you can see your children complaining, fussing. If you begin to do something, your children begin to do it again. They're doing what you're doing. So you have to be careful with how you're showing up, because the way you show up is how they show up. So just be careful and mindful of your reaction. And then also begin to help them release their emotions. They do not know how to release them. The way they release them, we say it's wrong. So when you feel like your child is having a moment, let's say, hey, let's go for a walk. Don't deal with the behavior right then and there, because once you start talking about it, it's not going to calm it down. So let's say for us, when I know Micah's at the top of the moment, okay, Micah, let's go for a walk outside. So we may go out for a walk. Or I might say, okay, Micah, let's do some go noodle. Let's dance. Or we might do some dance. Oh, okay, Micah, let's journal. Let's color. Something to take that moment away and let him color. And while you're off of that walk and while you're coloring or whatever activity you do, you can ask, Micah, why did you feel that way when you did that? What happened? And as Micah began to tell me about his feelings, I'm able to take that opportunity, because he's calm now, to talk about, well, Micah, what do you think we should do when we don't like something? We have to begin to teach them that instead of attacking. And so that is a big thing, is that we want to help to release those emotions. And that's with a walk, that's with exercise, and that's with journaling, whatever you think will work for you and your child in that moment. But one thing I want to encourage you is, learn your child. Be observant. Watch what they're doing. I've learned over the years is that sometimes just sitting there and not saying anything, don't try to solve all their problems for them, because then it doesn't help them when you're not around. So I would say sometimes when you see something going on, see how far it's going to go, and then help them figure out what to do. Don't give them the answers, because if you keep giving them the answers, their brain cannot begin to learn how to do the fight and flight, begin to learn how to deal with the situations, but they need support. And so you have to truly, as I stated before, identify your emotions first as a parent when that situation goes on. And once we be able to begin to identify our emotions, then we can help our children identify their emotions. And then once the emotions have been identified, we can figure out what the behavior is communicating to us about our child in that moment. And from that communicating, we will learn about the triggers, the people, the places, and the things that cause our child to feel that way. And from there, we can respond to those triggers and help your child learn how to react instead of going in the moment and causing them to react. And then from there, we can help our children learn how to release those emotions and show up when need to, and begin to navigate through their own challenging behaviors and start a relationship with you to tell you before time comes. So I hope that those tips have helped you. And so one of the big things that's going to be happening and what I'm doing at this point is I am creating a POP community. And what is POP? It is Parenting on Purpose. It's a group of parents coming together to learn how to navigate through challenging behaviors while helping ourselves and helping our families become all that we need to be. One thing you will learn as a parent in that if you do have a child with challenging behavior, it affects the whole environment of your home. And after a while, your children and you sometimes will not want to deal with your child. And that is not what we were created to do. We were created to make our children be successful, be able to function in any and every environment. So that mean at school, that mean at home, that mean anywhere they go. So I would encourage you, if you would like to join the Parenting on Purpose community group that will be starting up, please comment in the chat box, and also please send me a DM and I will add you to that community where we will work together to navigate through different topics of self-care for you as a parent, how to deal with those behaviors that you don't like to see with your child, how to use the right words and the right techniques to help build on those times to teach your child how to respond as they go out into the world. As we know, there are so many different challenges and there are so many things that are going on, but as parents, we are the first teachers that our children get to see. We are the first ones that build the things that need to be in our children, but we have to show up to help them. And if you feel like, oh, it's a lot to do and I don't have the background, join me over in Parenting on Purpose. If you go to my page, you will see there's a link that says join the group, and I'll be feel free to join. But also, if you leave a comment, I can add you to the group. And realize you're not alone. No parent is on an island. And the POP community that I have created, Parenting on Purpose, is a community to help build and encourage and empower us to be amazing women, amazing parents, so we can have amazing children that can navigate through any challenging behavior, whether they're at home with you, at home with family, or in the classroom with a teacher. Thank you for joining me. I know it was probably a quick one, but we will have more longer sessions in our group, and I would love to have you. Hi, Brittany. I will add you to the group, and I can also give you tips on how to deal with children who have autism, because that is another thing that's in my background. Again, every child does have a challenge and has a behavior, but as parents, you have to believe that God has given you that child with the gifts that you need, that you just need someone to help you along that way. And I am more than welcome to help any parent as they go through these times. So once again, join me over in Parenting on Purpose community. Leave a comment in the box. I will come back later and add you, and I would love to help you and support you and your family as you navigate through challenging behaviors. Thank you all for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you again over in our community. Have a good night. Thank you all.